Thanks, Jürgen, for asking me to say a few words for the International Archives for the Jazz Organ about my beginning to play the Hammond organ. It's Mike Carr speaking. Actually, I used to play in the late 50s and 60s. I was playing piano and vibraphone with my band in Newcastle called the MC5. And after about two or three years, in 63, I went with a drummer called Morris Gavronsky and a bass player from called Chris Hilton. We went to, Morris was from South Africa, we went to South Africa, and it was just a break for me because I'd been working at that time, playing just the weekends, and also I was working for the Mars Chocolate Company as a representative, so it was just a chance to get away and enjoy playing music for a change. I worked with a trio playing vibraphone and piano in Cape Town, and then after two or three months I got a job in a hotel, and the band leader played a Hammond, and he also played the saxophone. And the Hammond was a small, it wasn't a C3 B3, it was an earlier model, but it actually had down the bottom on both keyboards the black notes. It only had an octave on the bass. I've never ever seen that particular organ again, and it had a great sound, just like the B3 C3. I didn't actually play that because in that gig I was playing piano and vibraphone. But I stayed there, and in 1965 I went to Salisbury, Rhodesia, with a guy called Jeremy Lubbock, piano player, and I was playing vibraphone with him in a restaurant there in Salisbury, called Le Coq d'Or. Anyway, I just stayed about a month, and I went back to England, and I ended up in London in 65, and I had a friend, Nigel Sanger, who was a very good saxophone player and also a good keyboard player. He was in a band in London called Herbie Goins and the Nighttimers, which was a soul band, and they did all those covers like In the Midnight Hour, I Feel Good, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. The band was terrific. The guitar player actually was John McLaughlin, and it was the very funkiest band in the UK. It was absolutely tremendous. Anyway, Nigel was playing an M100, and he went back to Newcastle to ask his dad, who was a surgeon, to get some more money to buy a C3 or a B3 or an A100, you see. But as soon as his father saw him, he locked him in a room and he wouldn't let him out, and he realized he'd been, you know, smoking too much of that stuff or taking a few other things, so he didn't never let him go. So there was a vacancy going in the Herbie Goins and the Nighttimers, and they asked me if I'd join the band. So at that time the manager of the Animals and Jimi Hendrix was a friend of mine called Mike Jeffries, and he wanted to actually put money to get a band together for me to make some records and stuff. But I said, well, rather than do that, Mike, why don't you help me to buy a Hammond M102, because I want to join Herbie Goins and the Nighttimers. So he did, and you know, our first gig, I remember, was a month in Hazeland in Zurich, and every afternoon John McLaughlin and I would play together, just a duo, and I learned in that month to play loads of great songs, but also I learned to play the bass pedals. On our return to England, I stayed with the Nighttimers for a little while longer, and eventually John McLaughlin, a drummer from Newcastle called Jackie Denton, and myself, we got a trio together. We played at Ronnie Scott's Club, and we did a tour in England, a little small tour, and that's how I got started on Hammond. And ever since then, you know, I've played all over the place. I've played in Carnegie Hall, New York, with Ronnie Scott, Buddy Rich's Club in New York, and toured Australia and stuff opposite Stefan Grappelli. And I'm still enjoying it now, and I've actually got seven Hammond organs and also seven Leslies. Anyway, that's basically the story of how I came to play the Hammond organ. Thanks. Bye-bye.